Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year and an abundant and prosperous new beginnings to our beloved Light family. I'm Sandra Saradisi, and I have with us our beautiful angel, Denise O'Regan, and we are so delighted to be here with you. Welcome, angel.
Hello, my love, and welcome to all our listeners. We're so happy that you're with us this week from beautiful Portugal. We are... I'm sure it's much warmer than here.
Yeah, yes, it is. Actually, I don't have to be wearing a coat at all if I don't want to. Of course, I'm the odd person without a jacket, but works for me. Everybody keeps asking me if I'm cold all the time. And I have to say, no, I'm not cold. Don't you worry about me.
Well, that's wonderful, and so glad that you're here. And we want to talk about...
Oh, we got a few things to talk about.
Our favorite latest book of the moment from Almeen.
Yes. You know, it has been rather interesting. I sleep with this book under my pillow. I leave it sometimes open in front of my face. I sometimes fall on top of it. It has like all kinds of purposes, I tell you.
I know, me too. I have absolutely, I carry it around like my little baby.
Yes, I don't go anywhere without it. And I was about to say without him. I don't know what I was going to say without him. but it seems like he's a person anyway. That is the truth of the matter. And
that's funny.
It's a whole new world in each page. And I'm so grateful that earlier this week you recommended for me to do some of the spells in this book, and they absolutely clear illusion, distortion, instant manifestation after I did the spell. So I want to thank our beloved Almin. Whatever she is, we know that we are with her.
Yes, absolutely. And we love you, Almin, and we are truly, truly grateful for this magical, miraculous book, and of course for everything that you bring. And it, you know, you're right, honey, it is so miraculous, this book. I can't even speak, so many incredible insights and experiences. And I too sleep with it under my pillow. And, you know, I've had a lot of dreams with Almin. And I think it's from the book, but I don't know. But it is the incantations, the angel wheels, the angel gods, like, it's so powerful. But you know, it's powerful, and it clears, I think, illusion very quickly. But I also noticed too that manifestation is more instant. Have you found that?
Yes, totally. I don't want to go into details to bore anyone, but
no.
Yes, it's been like, I'm trying to find words to explain, but it's like if I, you know, it's like I'm just thinking about the mysterious walls that when you push a wall, you didn't know it was like a passage. It's like it just opens possibilities. It's like passages, secret passages that you didn't even know they existed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's true. And you know what? You just reminded me. I had a dream. I don't know. I have no idea of time. But the other morning, we say, I had a dream. And it was after I had the book open. And I had a dream after I had done the Haraknit, where I went into this, it was almost like I had to go back in time, but I had to come through this tunnel. So you're talking about tunnels, which just triggered the memory here. So I had to go through this tunnel, but it was awful. Like, it was my greatest fear and worst nightmare. But whatever, I couldn't even tell you what I had to retrieve. But I had to go back, and I had to retrieve something. I want to say a little boy, but I'm not sure that that's what it was. I know I had to go back and get something. But the thing was, to get back to where I was, I had to go through this tunnel. And it was, you know, like covered in like old branches, and it had huge, like, hard-shelled insects and spiders and, you know, like, just my worst nightmare was in this tunnel, and it was dark and damp, and there was somebody with me, and I said to them, I think I can do this, and I think it was like an angel. She's like, you have to do this. What, are you going to stay here? And I'm like, no, I can't stay here. So to get back to where I was, into, you know, the other side of the tunnel, I had to go through. So I started in, now I'm dreaming this. I'm saying to myself in the dream, I am a field. I am in a luminous cocoon. I rest in the heart of the infinite. Nothing can touch me. So I zoom through this tunnel, and I come out on the other side, and it's gorgeous. It's sunny, you know, nice green grass, everything. you know, and I felt, oh, amazing, oh, my God, I did it. Nothing touched me. You know, I could see, like, there was, you know, bugs, spiders falling down, and they were, no, did not even come near me. And I felt like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And so when I got up later and I had my, you know, my other favorite book, The Labyrinth of the Moon, and, you know, as an infant, like, what was that about? What was that dream about? Because I felt like it was so real, it was significant. So I opened up the runes, and I had a rune. Now, honey, you know how much I work with the runes and have from the when they first came out.
Yeah.
I opened up
a rune. I think you're the second edition of the Russian woman that was found with all the runes that in her body.
Well,
I think you're the second edition of that, let me say.
The North American version.
Yeah.
But I opened up to a page. Honestly, I have never seen this rune before. I haven't seen it. And it was from, and I don't have the book with me, actually, but it said assignment from mother. And it was, God, I have never seen that rune. And that's what the dream was about. I was sent on an assignment to go back and retrieve something, which, you know, just, I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. But it feels like we are in a totally new reality. For what I went back to where we are, it's a completely, completely new reality that we're in.
Yeah. So,
I don't know why I had to share that, and I'm sorry that it went on a bit long, but it just felt like I had to come out.
Well, it is obvious that it was triggered for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had to say the word passages and
and
walls moving and secret.
Yeah.
Secret places that this book reveals. Like last night, I was just sharing with you before the radio show that I was calling in the 441 angel gods with a friend of mine, and it was so powerful. Mm-hmm. And you know how it felt? It felt like we have been doing this so many times before. However, it was the first time, and we were on the same rhythm, like, just reading, and those angel names, angel gods names are not the easiest to pronounce. And we were just like, boom, 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 boom. And it's been, you know what, it's been over a month since I don't remember a dream, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going, what about the membrane, what we talked from before. The point is that after I call in the 441 angel gods from the Book of Spells, and we did a few incantations here, a few of the spells. I went to bed, and I also pick up my second or first favorite. It's pretty tight with the Book of Spells, The Labyrinth of the Moon. And I pick a poem, and I pick a rune. I've actually got two or three runes. Went to bed. Now I can go to bed now. So I had the most incredible dream that I was sharing with you about the oceans. There were two oceans, and I was walking in between the oceans. So who knows, all these gigantic emotions, but I was not in any fear, but I could hear the sound of the tide and the ocean and the water, and I remember having that feeling that those two oceans were going to reunite, and I had that, like, sort of a vision, and you were with me in that dream, and they were separated, and they were like, it was a big, big piece of, like, huge piece of sand and dunes, and they were, and suddenly those two oceans just came together. They merged as I was walking in the sand, so the sand became water, but it's not like I was going to be drowning or anything like it. It was just incredible, mesmerizing. If it's a word that I could say to describe, I was completely mesmerized by the phenomenon, by the merging, by the beauty of it.
And when you were first telling me that, like, the vision about the two oceans merging. I had like chills up and down my spine. I could really feel the significance of that and how, you know, really there's something big happening. Whether it's happened or it's about to happen,
yes.
It feels, it feels amazing. Everything is
pure,
new.
Yes, it was pure, clean. The waters were, the color of the waters of Newport, but greenish, light greenish, you know?
Yeah.
That color.
Oh, that's amazing. So is there a particular spell, my love, that you've been working with?
Yeah, you know what I wanted to share this because, you know, we've all been, since 2007, working with the Aruba Filina book, the book of the fairy spells and magic spells, and this one in particular hasn't been mentioned or talked about how to make a spell successful. And I am fascinated by how, you know, sometimes you can say, oh, the spell is not working. This is not working.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do. But there is actually a formula that goes behind making it successful.
Yep, that's true. Do you have it there?
I have it
share?
Right here.
Wonder.
And I'm going to share it. And if you happen to have your book and you want to do it on your own after, which I think this could be like, you know, there are a couple of this. I think there's more than one, but this one is all, it's part of what we should really embody. This is an art. It's a science. How to make a spell successful. How to get in the space of that. So I'm going to share, this is on page 83. And I'm going to read in the fairy language and then in English. It goes like this. Candle 4, secret 1, making spell successful. Birskara uvra vexpi, urlut beleskara nish tre uvra heresbi, erlut nishpata, klesut dilva telesti, klarut minaret, starok uvra velespi, klasut dilmastek. How long do you say will it take to appear? As I do magic, you've been giving me here. Three things it takes to successfully do the magical spells we have given to you. Pres haver berut ustersva barut pelesvi nutvi uklet banasut tapnisvi uklet brave usutvi bravu elesvi nut brahvit urek ustravu. The three ingredients to successful spells. Love, joy, and energy work very well. Neutral, negative, and positive aspects are they. Important are they in the part they play. Barak vinut uluheshbi sklaru. Kel ufra vishpravi uret manaru. Sulmish pliklat uret di miret. Pre uver ushrava uret manavet. Each has a role in the magic you do. From the fairies comes this message to you. Blame not the spell if it should elude you, for you need these three keys, the spells to do.
I love that. And, you know, there is, you're right, throughout the book, those consistent elements of working, you know, whether it's from the fairies, you know, Lyra fairies, or it's from the giants, it's from the dragons, they all consistently say love, joy, and, you know, whether it's energy is what goes into creating the white magic. It seems to be consistent throughout the book. Love is one of the key ingredients.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
So you have to have, because you cannot start reading a spell. Oh, let me just do a spell. And you're in such an apathic state. And there's no joy in your heart. And you have no energy. And you're completely stopped to drive from love. You're feeling pain.
Yeah.
So we must cultivate this attitude for successful spells. As they say here, don't blame the spell if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I love it. Finally, we have an answer to those that have not been successful, you know, doing a spell, reading a spell, because you have to put yourself in there.
Yes. Yeah. And I even on the next page, The Secrets of Magic, mentions the same. Love hastens the effects. And then in Promoting Magic, it mentions that love, joy, and energy is what's going to attract. So it's pretty
amazing. You know what is really, really fascinating, Angel, thank you, is that joy, so we have passion and joy, but passion is the positive pole and joy is the negative. And why is it important to have joy? Because joy is the pole that will be ready on receiving.
Yeah.
So you will receive the fruits of your labor through the spell. So it's very good.
And for anybody who has worked with the fairy realms, with the elementals, they know that one of their, you know, most dominant character trait is joy and playfulness. And just so I can totally understand how we would need to cultivate that, you know, just to connect with these beautiful beings and bring about some magic.
Yes. Completely. So we have all the ingredients to make a perfect cake.
Yes.
So we can have the cake and we can also eat it.
We can, yeah. And that's, you know, yeah, that was another insight I had, because Jim and I have come up with, you know, in the kitchen. It's not stew and it's not soup, so we call it stoop.
Oh!
So we make our stew.
Oh, I love it.
We make our stoop, and then, you know, I've had this insight. Okay, Denise, what you want to put in your stoop? So it's like, what you want to create in your life? You know, do you want to focus on, you know, having more joy, having more fun, having, you know, wonderful opportunities? Then put that in your stoop. You know, and not to be focusing on, you know, what you don't want, which I think a lot of us tend to do. See? Confirmation from the puppy.
The puppy is saying, I agree. Yeah. Yes, he wants his stew. Yes.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I'd like to see that stew. Maybe I can come over for dinner one
Absolutely.
Of these nights.
Absolutely. Yes, you will love it.
So how, you know, I was thinking that this ocean, the unification of the ocean, for some reason I was just feeling that is also connected with your cruise.
You know, when you were sharing it on a few minutes ago, I was feeling that too. Wow. You know, we leave for the cruise next week. It's next weekend. Not this weekend, the following weekend. So we head out midweek. And I was feeling that, oh my gosh, you're talking about the oceans and the oceans merging. And, oh, we have the cruise. I wonder if there's, and it is, you know, the cruise of miracles.
Wow.
If there's a significance there. Well, I will let you know when we're back.
Yes, please. Wow.
Sure.
How wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, we're, of course, a little sad that it's not going to be there, but we're excited. We're, you know, see our life family, and we're going to practice the yogas and the Arasatna breaths, and, you know, we're still going to spend time together like we were in retreat. So, you know, I'm happy and excited to for that and to see our life family. So looking forward to it.
No, delighted to hear. I can't wait to hear you. Your insights and experiences, because it would be your first time cruising, wouldn't it?
It is. It is my first time. Well, my first time, but it doesn't feel like my first time.
I know.
Maybe we'll connect with some mare people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Then you can do the spells and call them.
Yeah. Yeah. And swim with the dolphins. So I won't be swimming, I'll just be walking.
Yes. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. So do you have another thing? Listen to this. We're sitting at the theater, and the, you know, like the previous time, I said, what are we watching tonight? I didn't even know we were watching. I could not believe it.
Oh, no.
So he says we're watching Birdman, which when I saw the previews in Canada, I said, this is one movie I'm not going to watch. It's too crazy.
I've never heard of that one.
Well, it's nominated for the Oscars and everything. So I'm glad I did watch it, because it has a very interesting point and dialogue, and it's a question of, you know, do I exist or I don't exist, and how the ego gets in the way and trying to leave a mark and is not doing things because of for the higher good of all, or no, it's because I want to be remembered, and going into the realization how the ego plays a part. So it is a little wacko, but they have so many good insights, and I found it was like very deep, and how the relationships, people don't get to connect because everybody's wearing a mask, so we don't know who is who. It is amazing. So Birdman is it's a struggle between this actor that was portraying to be the Birdman, and he was making millions, and then he decided he didn't want to continue doing that movie, so he started to writing and acting his own play, and so what is it called in the movie? Well, we talk when we talk about love. So anyway, it has some profound dialogue. So I'm glad I watched it. So he was like, oh, I don't exist. Nobody knows who I am anymore because I'm not doing that movie.
Yeah.
So, as I said, you know, fine, I don't exist, I'm nothing, I'm nobody, and I'm fine. But he didn't want to not to exist. He wanted to be, you know, the ego, wanting to be someone big, somebody, you know, making headlines and stuff. So it is insightful, after all.
So would you recommend it?
I think Jim would enjoy it much more than you.
Yeah.
Mhm. And I like the actress Emma Stone. So she has this edge of her that she really brings out the real essence in the character.
Yeah.
So she was very profound, and how she came around from, you know, there was one profound line that I'm just coming to share for some reason right now. So she's very suicidal in the movie, and this other character is telling her, you know, not even with all the drugs and the booze and everything that you are doing, you cannot cover how huge you are. You're huge.
Oh, my God.
You cannot pretend that you're just hanging around the set, being like this little mouse behind the scenes. You are huge. Because she said, I don't know, my dad said that I was special, and I don't know why he said that. Like, she felt lied by her father.
Yeah.
And he, the other guy says, well, no, your father wasn't lying. You are. So that, wow, it really, really touched me, because she's, you know, it's that struggle that the fear of of our vastness. It's not that we're not big. It's the fear of our vastness that can sometimes drag us down.
Yeah. And it feels like, you know, a very appropriate message for, you know, all, for everybody, right? Right now.
Yeah.
It's like stop hiding and just shine your light and, yeah, embrace. Oh,
yeah.
You okay?
Yes, it's not me. It looks like they're closing some windows in here.
Okay.
I don't know. No. I haven't moved from my chair. I'm doing good. Thanks for checking. Angel. But this is very good.
Yeah.
Very good advice what you're saying, because, yeah, it's the fear of our vastness, and we have all the tools, and how you were sharing, like, so passionately that you are working with the Merkaba, and how you feel so so altered in a very enhancing way by practicing. So we have so many tools. We have, if you don't know the tools, you can go to Almi's website. We have so much in there.
Yeah.
And meditation, and spells, and healing modalities, yoga, savahood, breathing, and also material like this one is priceless. Because just by reading it, you know, I forgot to say, last night when I was calling in all those angel guides, I had pain leaving my body.
Yeah. And that was the angel gods are part of the ceremony for self-regeneration.
Yes.
The ones that you're referring to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of my favorite ceremonies. Yeah, I love it. And the angel gods, they're so powerful. And, oh my God, I love working with them. There you go. There is an attachment to eliminate.
Yes, we love them.
Yeah.
So I think we have time a little longer to read some of the attachments of the heart. Are you keeping track of this?
Yes.
Perfect.
So we've been we're talking about eliminating the attachments of the heart. And we have the first three we shared. And now we're going to go. The next one is eliminating attachment to friendship.
I'm not your friend.
No attachments.
No attachments. I'm not your friend. We know somebody, actually. We know somebody, you and I, that says, I have no friends.
Oh, yes. Yes, our beautiful sister.
That's beautiful. She's amazing. At first, I was a little shocked when I heard that for the first time. But then, quickly after, I was like, how amazing. Okay.
The next one we have is eliminating attachment to support groups. Yeah, I definitely don't have that.
No. We can operate solo, no problem.
Oh, completely self-sovereign, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, next one, don't laugh, please, just read it.
Eliminating to tribes. Definitely don't have that one either.
No, thank you.
So... those
Number
ones were easy.
Yes. Done. Number 7, eliminating attachments to being understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have some work to do on that one. Mm. Number 8, eliminating attachments to relationship labels.
That's an interesting one.
Yes. Eliminating attachments to seeking sameness. Number 9.
To seeking sameness. So is... I have to look at that one. Attachment to seeking sameness. I don't really seek sameness. But at the same time, I want to eliminate opposition. So eliminating opposition the same as seeking sameness? I don't know. It feels like there's...
Mm-mm. I don't feel the same.
No.
I don't feel the same. Sameness and opposition. Well, how can we describe eliminating opposition or dissolving opposition?
Well, dissolving opposition, right? We have no resistance. Well, I suppose, yeah, it's not the same. Having no resistance to what's in front of you, or having no resistance to life or relationships. So I guess having no resistance would be like not being in a life of opposites, right?
Yeah.
But then that doesn't necessarily make sameness, does it? No.
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 We're just eliminating what is not the emphasis that you want to play, but it doesn't mean sameness necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Well, let's try number 10. Eliminating attachment to saving and fixing.
Yeah, I definitely had that one. I don't feel that now. I don't feel like I have to save or fix anyone or anything.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean that you don't assist, right? If you're in the moment called or like feel to assist someone or something,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you don't do that if that's what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not actively going out there to change or fix anything. Like, I'm not seeking it. But I think absolutely, at a point in my life, I did have that.
Trying to save everything.
Yeah. But I'm happy I don't.
Yeah, but you know what really helped me to get out of that attachment, personally, was what Amin has said about when we are trying to fix life, what we are really saying is, oh, well, the plan of the infinite is not really that great. I have a better plan.
Yeah.
And it's arrogant to see or to try to make things better according to my contracted perspective.
Yes.
Number 11, eliminating attachment to being valuable and needed. You know, that's like what I was just talking about in the movie. That is very well illustrated, that it's a passion of the heart, that we want to live a heritage to the world, that we want to make significant contribution, that we want to leave valuable, you know, example, and we want to be needed. And that's, you know, as we know, we will settle for being needed when we don't feel loved or lovable.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, eliminating attachment to creating dependencies. Okay, I think that we have learned that one from our beloved.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next one we want to eliminate is attachment to projections of what we want others to be.
Okay. Well, I don't think we need clarification on that.
No. Number 14, eliminating attachment to believing what suits our purpose. eliminating attachment to believing what suits our purpose. No, I don't have that. I'm open to being surprised and delighted. I don't have a purpose. Number 15, eliminating attachment to being validated. I definitely used to have that. It was important for me to be right. No.
And acknowledged.
Acknowledged, yeah. I don't feel I have that now. Thank you. Eliminated. Done.
Eliminated, done deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have time for three more?
Yes.
Number 16, eliminating attachments to physical appearances. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. Busted. Physical appearance.
Yeah. Definitely.
We're on that one. 17, eliminating attachment to agenda within relationship.
Eliminated.
I'm going to pass as I said yes. Number 18, eliminating attachment to escaping all oneness. Wow. I feel like I have to go deeper on this one.
Yeah, I was feeling that too. I don't really understand that one.
Escaping attachment to escaping all oneness. Wow.
Is that going beyond oneness? Is it being attached to oneness?
Yeah, that I feel that that's what it is. Being attached to oneness.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like attached.
I'm attached to the zero, not to the one. Let's see if we have the attachment to the zero, then I will claim it.
No attachment to the one or the many.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Okay, well, my love, I believe we're coming up to the end of our show.
A magical life of miracles, and there are. We didn't really talk about miracles, but we will talk more about miracles. I have many miracles here with Bhagavaspata and how this incredible, miraculous healing modality is changing the way we see life, the way we walk in life, and the way we move through life. So it is important that we keep our Bhagavaspata practice at all times.
Do you have a quick little miracle you could share?
Let me see. Well, I had a session yesterday, and this woman was able to capture the essence of the angels. She was telling me how she was seeing the angels and how the angels were clearing her body in different dimensions. Like she could see them like retrieving lines from her higher bodies.
Oh.
She actually had that vision. As I was feeling that they were releasing distortion and I was communicating with the angels, she said she saw all these like lines like in other dimensions that they were clearing. She completely, like, she saw it and she felt it.
That's remarkable.
Yes. But this is a second session for her.
Yeah.
So it's not like somebody that has been having many sessions. So,
yeah.
And she says they're very, very tall. These angels are different.
Yeah. Wow, she saw that?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
I was so excited and thrilled and...
Yeah.
Yes, and it is, you know, this person was in a group of a healing circle of about 25 people, and when I saw her, I went behind her, like everybody had her eyes closed, and hugged her. I completely, like, our souls had this recognition, and she shared in front of the class, when we were doing the meditation, I could see myself in the back in the days in Egypt working with Sandra.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
I
oh, I
know.
love it. Wonderful. Well,
Yes.
thank you for
Yeah.
that.
Yes.
Beautiful miracle to end our show on this week. I'm so grateful, my love, that you're here and we can
We can
be.
always bring the magic, spark the
Yeah.
magic, and bring the magic with our beautiful tools from the fairies and the angels and the other kingdoms that we completely love and adore. Thank you so much for being part of my magical life, angel. I love you very much.
And you too. And thank you to all our listeners. Have a magical, miraculous week.
Thank you. Until next week. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.